We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Welcome back. Shane and Bruce with you. Sports Daily. Trying to hunt down Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. He's got five picks for you to watch for this weekend. He went 2-3 last week after back-to-back winning weeks. A recent study has shown that holiday burnout is a very real thing. According to a new survey, more than one out of three people say they usually get burned out on the holidays at some point before Christmas. And I'll have a... Bruce, you get burned out before Christmas, or are you... even keel, steady Eddie, I can make it through December 31st before I want to kill somebody.
I tend to be a little, I don't know if I get to wanting to kill someone in a figurative sense, but I can burn out on the season. Yes. Yeah. I'm someone that by the time that, and it's not because of, it's just that by the time that we get to New Year's, I'm kind of like, okay, I need the routine. Can we get back in routine now? Mm-hmm. I need routine. I need games to go and cover. I just need the routine to be back in place. And we start the Christmas season so early now, so early that, and it sounds horrible to say this, I can't listen to chestnuts roasting on an open fire. I just can't. I can't hear it one more time.
Yeah. Well.
So.
The top.
That sounds really Grinch-like too.
No,
sorry about that.
No, it's we. Yeah, you're just saying what we all think. I think, or
right,
most of
okay.
us.
Okay.
What are some of the top 10 things that cause holiday burnout? They're listed here. Do you care to guess on a couple?
Christmas music.
Let's see. Chris, yes, 45% say constantly hearing holiday music. Good call. Yeah. There's one.
Yeah, I love Christmas music. But it's just like too much of a good thing is exactly that. Too much of a good thing. Let's see. What else? What else burns me out on it? Oh, crowds. Shopping.
Crowds, 63%.
Shopping,
65%. They kind of go hand in hand. Those are one and two.
Well, there you go.
Long lines, 58%.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
The act of actually buying presents, 51%. Cooking, which I can understand.
I actually kind of like the cooking. Weird that way.
That's
I kind of enjoy that.
That's some pressure kind of, though.
But I'm not a good enough cook. I'm like I'm not even the sous chef. I'm more like the whatever the next level is. I'm the go do this, go do that, go do this, go do that. And as long as I'm being instructed, I'm pretty good. Two cups of this, two cups of that, a pinch of this, a pinch of, boom. It absolves me of responsibility, yet I'm a part of the end game, which is usually pretty satisfying for people. And I kind of like it.
Well, to me,
I don't know why.
If I had to cook, you're talking about a bunch of people to cook for, multiple dishes all at the same time, and try not to screw it up. You know,
well,
the turkey's not too dry and the stuff, ugh. No, that's too much pressure for me. If I had to,
it's a lot of pressure.
If I had to cook a holiday feast, I'm passing on that. Maybe ordering pizza. Figuring out what to buy for people, 46%.
That's pressure.
And here's one for you. And you and I discussed this a little bit yesterday. And then Lee Sterling is running a little bit late, but we will get him here in a couple of minutes. Just for those that want to hear his pick, so hang in there. The pressure of making Christmas special. burns people out. 44% of the people surveyed said the pressure of making it special. And you and I talked about this yesterday. Well, not yesterday, mm-hmm. but you asked, what was I doing for Thanksgiving and was I looking forward to it and all that good stuff. The actual act of December 25th being this great day or Thanksgiving to a lesser degree, that's pressure we don't need to put on ourselves, man.
No, you're so right. And think about it. Everybody in their lives have someone who busts their ass to make Christmas great.
Yeah, the Clark Griswold theory of things.
Man, yeah. But think how hard that is. I mean, you've got your – so you're – I don't know about you, but I've got one person in my life who is – okay, we're going to get the house decorated. We're uh-huh. going to get the tree up. We're going to get the lights put on the tree. We're going to, you know, blah, 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 blah. And it all seems like labor until you get it done. And then you recognize, oh yeah, I kind of like it that way. That it's kind of cool. And then eventually you got to take it all down and it's not quite so cool, but it's fun for a while to have it up. And I know people that say, oh, I'd leave a Christmas tree up all year round. I'm like, really?
Well, I know some that leave their lights up. They don't necessarily yes. turn them on all the time, but they don't take the lights down.
Well,
I drove through the neighborhood the other day, and I saw no fewer than three or four houses already.
They should be fined. She should be fined.
That's awful early for me.
Yeah.
November, it was the 19th when I noticed it.
We aren't to Thanksgiving mm-hmm. yet. Come on.
I know.
When Halloween becomes Thanksgiving in terms of when Christmas starts, that's part of the burnout right there. I mean, you're talking about 2 months of ramp up to Christmas.
Yeah. All right. So anyway, I mentioned this in the last segment, and the Outland Trophy semifinalist... the finalists have been unveiled. It's down to three. But the semifinalists, when they were unveiled, that was a week ago. Mm-hmm. It was the final eight. Wichita's own Ben Powers from the University of Oklahoma was on it. And And he's a guard, too. Not only did he make the Outland Trophy semifinalist list, but Capen's own Ben Powers from OU at a guard was one of the Outland Trophy semifinalists. Congratulations to Ben Powers. That's awesome.
It is awesome.
A probable NFL player one of these days, Ben Powers. So we're all watching, and Ben will have a big game coming up this weekend against West Virginia. And West Virginia and OU will be one of those games that Lee Sterling will pick. And here he is. Lee, you all set for a big Thanksgiving weekend?
I am, if I survive today. Normally, you combined about 44 segments Thursdays and Fridays. We're going to fit in 42 segments today and two Friday morning. So it's going to be a long day today, but I'm going to relax tomorrow.
Good, good. And we appreciate you making time for us on a Wednesday. That's awesome. All right, let's get to it. The game, Michigan and Ohio State, for the first time in forever, Ohio State is a home underdog. We have a line currently, correct me if I'm wrong, Michigan -4 going to the horseshoe.
Yeah, and it's the first time that Ohio State's been an underdog in this game, going all the way back to 2011. Ohio State, how about this, 13-1 straight up in the series the last 14 games. So they have owned Michigan. This is a huge game for Jim Harbaugh and their program here. Ohio State's offense, though, just something's missing this year if you watch them. If you watch them a couple weeks ago against Michigan State, played in poor weather, struggled to win 26-6. Why did they win? Three turnovers were gift wrapped to them by the defense here. Looks like the weather is going to be poor in this game. Rain in the morning and early afternoon, and they need a fast track for all their speed demons on the outside. So that could hinder them here. They've turned the ball over three times in three of the last six games here. And Michigan is just so balanced here. Patterson almost 200 yards passing a game. Higdon, he's elevated his game over 1,100 yards rushing. He might be a second or third round pick now here. I'm going to say it's finally time, guys. Michigan finally beats Ohio State 30-23 in what should be a classic.
Revenge tour continues, huh?
Wow. Yeah,
something's wrong with you. Iowa. Did you watch Urban Meyer on the sideline last week against Maryland?
Yeah.
I was worried about him a little bit, honestly.
He was, it looked like he was about to have 15 heart attacks.
It started
from the first series. Never seen him like that before.
Yeah, I know.
Well, we don't wish him any ill will, but
but he was
karma.
He was certainly laboring there.
Yeah, no question. Yeah. Iowa, you know, Lee, Iowa is interesting to me. They're always one of those under-the-radar type of teams, either in the Big Ten or sometimes nationally. Mm-hmm. They're good enough to be getting giving 9.5 points against a Nebraska team that is at least showing some signs of playing some football here. That's an interesting game.
You know, I think that their fans certainly helped them last week, Nebraska. I mean, they saw those fans. No one was leaving. You had a full stadium. I mean, it was snowing sideways, and they all stay there. So if anyone thinks they have good fans, just compare them to the Nebraska fans, maybe the best in the country. Their defense, 13 takeaways the last four games. I don't know if that's going to continue against a real solid offense here. Nebraska running back Ozebo, he is a load, but Iowa loves to play smash-mouth football. Nebraska just gave it their all. They somehow just fought through it. I don't know if they were the better team last week, but they found a way to win that game here. And, you know, it's a nice run here. They're up to four wins, but Iowa won the last 2 years, 40-10 and 56-14. But this one, I just think that they're still not going to be able to close enough of the gap to win the game. I like Iowa. I think they cover the 8.5 point spread, 38-27.
All right, OU and West Virginia, to me, this is a fascinating spread. It's basically a coin flip game in Morgantown. The odds makers speaking really loudly about that Oklahoma defense, which is lousy, by only having OU as a 1-point favorite?
Yeah, and after you watch West Virginia those last two drives, I mean, you got to say the defense is optional for these two teams. West Virginia on paper has the better defense. Normally they play better defense at home. And I love Will Grier. I mean, the guy is going to score some points against this Oklahoma defense. But how is West Virginia going to stop Kyler Murray? You know, so yeah, Will Grier might have more upside, and we know Kyler Murray's not going to go on to the NFL, but 34 touchdowns and 10 rushing touchdowns. You know, if West Virginia gets two stops in this game, they may win the game here. They even had a 4-1 turnover advantage last week against Oklahoma State and couldn't shut the door. That's kind of telling. Late in the season, the Mountaineers, just not good. The last game of the year, the last 3 years, 0-3 against the spread here. And West Virginia head coach Dana Holgerson never is going to be called Big Game Dana.
No,
I like Oklahoma. It's going to be a shootout, just like that Monday night football game. I like Oklahoma 56-49.
Lee, with some of the skepticism on West Virginia that I tout regularly on this show. All right, Texas playing with a lot of purpose, or at least they need to be, going to Kansas. This is a place where Texas has had some interesting games in the past. They're giving 15 points to the Jayhawks, who were playing in David Beatty's swan song.
Yeah, and they're still playing hard, and
right.
I think that's important. Some coaches they give up on, and we all know Les Miles is going to be the next coach, but I like that, and they're playing at home. If they're on the road, it might be a different story here. Puka Williams Jr., one of the greatest names for a running back, and a kid is playing well. I mean, he had almost 250 yards rushing last week in that game against Oklahoma. So, you know, even threw a pass. He was 1-for-1 for 9 yards and a touchdown. So he does just about everything. Sam Erlinger's status up in the air here with a shoulder injury. They might have to go with Bouchel. And if that's the case, I think Kansas is the right side. All Texas needs to do is win to move on and play in the conference championship game. I haven't doing that 31-23, but I like Kansas plus the 15.5 here.
Yeah, they
I'm with you.
Found their way to make put up 40 points against OU. And Puka Williams is a big reason why, as Lee mentioned. Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com talking sports wagering here on Sports Daily on the Tad's Locker Room Hotline. Kansas State's got to win if they want to go bowling. Iowa State, probably, speaking of defense, they actually play some defense. Probably the second most rugged defense in the Big 12. Iowa State at home laying 13.5 against the Wildcats and Bill Snyder.
Yeah, and I just have from watching that game last week, I think we all have kind of figured out, looks like it's probably Bill Snyder's last game. So they just played real well. They were efficient last week. They were smothering on defense here. After 10 straight losses to Kansas State, this is the Cyclones' best chance for breaking through. Kansas State 0-4 on the road this year, and I just don't think they have any more tricks up their bag. So let's go with Iowa State. I think they might even pull one on Bill Snyder here. I'm going to lay the 13.5. Iowa State 31, Kansas State 13.
Hmm. All right, game of the week is Missouri and Arkansas. Arkansas, a downtrodden program. Missouri, I don't think they actually got as much out of Drew Locke this season as maybe they thought. He was a Heisman hopeful at the very beginning. If you want this game, go to ParamountSports.com or call Lee at 800-400-9741.
Yeah, we'll give you that game for free. And, they didn't get the most out of him, but they were also running the ball a little bit more. So, people were talking about him as a possible top 10 pick in the draft. I don't think he's a first-rounder right now, in my opinion. So we'll find out. But Arkansas, except for that LSU game, hasn't shown much. So you want to get it for free, 800-400-9741. And this week is always a special week. We call it our world's famous turkey shootout. It's 15 games from tomorrow all the way through Monday night. So you want to hop on board. Normally it's $147 for the 15 games. I slashed the price. I want to get everyone on board. We're winning. We've won 9 out of 11 weeks in the NFL. Went 11-3 run in college football. Just go to ParamountSports.com. When you purchase the world's famous turkey shootout, window pops open with all 15 games, so you're ready to go for the entire weekend. ParamountSports.com or call 800-400-9741. I want to wish both you guys a happy and healthy Thanksgiving.
You too, Lee.
Same
special,
to you,
special
Lee.
Wednesday
Absolutely.
Edition of Lee Sterling from Paramount Sports. Thanks, Lee.
Thanks, Lee.
All right, there he goes, Lee Sterling from ParamountSports.com. Coming up next, we have not one but two Twitter questions. A little Thanksgiving holiday cheer. Made a couple because one is it's kind of an exclusive group. Not everybody partakes in one of the questions on Twitter, so I threw another one out there. Bruce and I will discuss as Sports Daily continues. 18 minutes away from Brian Haney, play-by-play voice of the KU Jayhawks. And also in second hour, we'll have a guide to rivalry week in college football and Tiger and Phil. We're going to play golf here in a couple days in Las Vegas. All that straight ahead, Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today. Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.